The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. For some weird reason, all day long today, I thought it was Wednesday, but no, it is actually Tuesday, and I welcome you. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Today, it's just us. Yesterday, it was us and our friends in Tampa, Florida. Today, it's just us, and I like it that way. The Ohio legislature has passed a budget that should be an encouragement to all pro-life Ohioans. Here is the story. Yesterday, the Ohio legislature passed a biennial operating budget which maintains several key pro-life provisions, including funding for pregnancy centers that provide help for pregnant women and save babies from abortion. The Senate voted 32-1 to accept a report of the committee conference on the budget, and the House accepted the report on a vote of 82-13. I am shocked by those numbers, since this is a decidedly pro-life budget. In the budget, $6 million for the Ohio Parenting and Pregnancy Program. That, in essence, provides funding for pregnancy centers like PDHC, the wonderful center up in Delaware County, and other pregnancy centers all over the state of Ohio. $6 million going to Ohio's pregnancy centers. Quote, the budget also includes pro-life provisions which protect parents' conscience rights, strengthens requirements for abortion centers to provide emergency medical care for women injured by botched abortions. Governor DeWine is expected to sign the bill before July 1st when the state's new fiscal year begins. It's certainly not a perfect budget, but it is a good budget. And you will probably see tonight on the news protesters out in front of the State House protesting the budget. Pro-abortion, pro-death people, what you will probably not hear is what they were chanting. Now, If any of the local news stations actually reports what they were chanting, good for them, but I doubt it. One of the many things the protesters protesting the budget, protesting pro-life, one of the many things that they were chanting was defund the police, fund abortion. Now, just think about that for a little bit. Defund the police, fund abortion. Wow. Well, anyway, the Ohio legislature should be commended for passing this strong pro-life budget. A lot of things to be disappointed in our state legislature, but this is one that we can, for the most part, be pleased in. And then, staying local, Franklin County, a Franklin County judge, Richard Fry, is raising eyebrows by mandating COVID-19 vaccinations as conditions of probation. Some of the offenders, some of the criminals that are being sentenced are saying, whoa, wait a minute. Can you do that? One criminal offender said the whole atmosphere of the courtroom changed. This individual was sentenced for a gun and drug charge last week before Common Pleas Court Judge Richard Fry. Quote, everyone had this look on their face. I broke character and asked my attorney, can he do this? Out of 20 sentencing Judge Fry conducted last week, three included requirements to get the vaccine within 30 days and provide proof to the probation department. The individual said, this is the criminal defendant, I know Judge Fry's reputation. I know he's known for giving the max time. I don't want to go to jail. I also don't want to have 5 years probation. However, listen to this, and you can make up your own mind whether this is constitutional or not. When he stood before the judge at sentencing, terms had changed. He had reached a deal. His attorney, the judge, had reached a deal. Quote, however, when he stood before the judge at sentencing, terms had changed. Judge Fry told him he could choose between 5 years probation or just 1 year on the condition that he receives the COVID-19 vaccine. Really? Methinks, in my unprofessional opinion, that's not going to be determined constitutional. Making receiving a vaccine as a requirement for probation, 1 year or 5 years, depending upon whether you get the vaccine? No. And then there is this. Most of you are familiar with Jake Tapper. He hosts The Lead with Jake Tapper on CNN. Well, his ratings were, shall we say, plummeting. No, they weren't just declining. They were plummeting. This began back in February, March. The ratings began to drop. So in April, CNN thought, we'll give him an extra hour and expand his show on CNN to 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Did that help? Well, not exactly. Since January, Jake Tapper has lost 75% of his audience. In January, he was averaging 2.8 million viewers, and now it is down to around 700,000, a 75% drop, which, by the way, is pretty consistent with the rest of the programs on CNN. You know, they've got to wish they had Donald Trump back. The minute they lost Trump and began fawning over Joe Biden, oh, Mr. President, could you give us just 30 seconds so we could adore you today? Since they went from bashing Trump on a daily basis to adoring Joe Biden, nobody wants to watch. And I don't think it's going to get any better. In fact, I hope not. All right, we're going to take a break. My phone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bernie Live,
looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I got a couple of fascinating stories that I think I can get in before the top of the hour break. This one, California, in the name of diversity and inclusion and love and tolerance and acceptance, has excluded four more states where California state employees are not allowed to travel to. Yes, in the name of inclusion, they are excluding four more states. There's a long list of states. In fact, now it's 17 states that if you work for the state of California, you cannot travel to these 17 states on state business, except under certain exclusions. Now, why? Well, let me read part of the story to you. California added five more states, including Florida, to the list of places where state-funded travel is banned because of laws that discriminate against members of the LGBTQ community, the state attorney general announced Monday. Now, the rest of the story is so typical of the left. It is so typical and predictable. Here's the story. Democratic Attorney General Rob Bonta added Florida, Arkansas, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia to the list that now has 17 states where state employee travel is forbidden, except under limited circumstances. The Attorney General said, quote, "Make no mistake. We're in the midst of an unprecedented wave of bigotry and discrimination in this country. Guess what? I would absolutely, totally, unequivocally agree with that statement. We're in an unprecedented wave of bigotry and discrimination in this country. I agree with that. I just don't define bigotry and discrimination the way the state of California does." Okay. "Make no mistake, we're in the midst of an unprecedented wave of bigotry and discrimination in this country, and the state of California is not going to support it." Really? So in the name of unity and acceptance and tolerance, you now have ruled out 17 states. And you are basically punishing all of the people in those states, the conservatives, the liberals, the people in between, Republicans, Democrats, independents, you are punishing all of the people in those states in the name of inclusion and tolerance. Now, here's my question. Who is the real bigot here? Who is discriminating. We don't like what you believe, so we're going to shut you out. We don't agree with what you believe, so we are going to punish you. This is how the liberal left practices inclusion, tolerance, and acceptance. Now, if you're a regular listener, you know I say this all the time, and I think most of you probably agree. The liberal left is doing everything they can to divide us politically, racially, economically. They are doing everything they possibly can to divide us, and they're doing a pretty good job. So now the state of California has determined that 17 states do not meet up to their ideological standards, and so therefore we are going to punish you, all in the name of love, tolerance, and inclusion. That can only make sense to a leftist. Because anybody who is reasonable, that doesn't make sense at all. And then quickly, this story. Headline, transgender woman wins Miss Nevada title, will compete for Miss USA. Yeah. Which means a biological man is going to represent the state of Nevada in the Miss USA pageant, thus displacing a biological woman. This biological male is going to displace a biological woman. Where are the feminists standing up for women's rights? You have a man taking a woman's place. And yet the liberal left is saying, isn't this wonderful? This is so wonderful. Wow. Transgender woman wins Miss Nevada title with will compete for Miss USA. Cataluna Enriquez was crowned the winner Sunday at the South Point Hotel Casino in Las Vegas. She won the Miss Silver State USA pageant in March preliminary competition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, when we come back, did you know that football now has a gender? No, it's not just a sport. It actually has a gender. Incredible. You may not believe it, but it's true. When we come back.